Welcome back into Game Time. Matt Berzal hanging out with you on a Friday. Aaron Taylor very graciously joining me on his day off. Temporarily putting off the honey-do list. As I said, though, we're going to head to the hotline here real quick, and we're going to talk to Jay. Jay, go ahead and ask us your question, bud.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on. That roundtable was awesome. A couple things. Aaron, you brought up earlier how you get the nose guard up on you. It drove you nuts with having Scott back in there and you guys having the capability to go down and you know, be a part of the program again. Is that something that you'll get a chance, you think, to maybe put a bug in the ear? Because the eye test, you look at the nose guards now, the size of them, and, I mean, they're impressive. When that guy creeps up on you, will that play a bigger part this year as far as plugging the hole, and do you guys feel comfortable or a lot more comfortable than you have in the past seeing something like that and, you know, staring down your face, Matt?
Sorry, Jay, thank you for the question, buddy. We appreciate it. It's always apprehensive when you have another human being that's 300-plus pounds, 6 inches from your own face that you have to transport the ball back to the quarterback and then somehow handle this ginormous human being as he comes into play, as we are joined by Damon Benning. But things are on the up and up. As far as going back into the facility, I haven't gone down yet, and I've expressed my nervousness. I've got a kid that I coach that plays down there. I don't want to screw him up for him. So he's down there doing his thing. But everybody I've talked to said it's just like the old days. You're welcome with open arms. You don't keep out of the way, but just you can watch everything, and they like what's going on. So
I didn't even hear the question.
Oh.
I didn't have a headset. Thank you, sorry. By the way.
So the question, well, I thought George would do that.
Well, he
so the question was.
I was late.
He's good. I'm not going to blame him. I'm going to blame you, right? All starts with the. Yeah.
That's fair. I'll thumb that. That's my fault. I did tell him that you were coming. The question was, you know, you got the nose guard up there, and how difficult is that at the center position? And then when you have a guy coming back, you know, there's infamous stories of not being welcome back. I only experienced it with one staff up there. Everybody else was super cool to me. So I didn't really have the same experience some guys did, but yeah. You wanted to expand on the nose guard.
I'll hit on the nose guard question, and I think you said it correctly, was, you know, it's a tough deal. It's whenever you have a nose guard crowding the line of scrimmage, mm-hmm. right? It's, and you said 6 inches from your face, because that's what they can do, right?
Oh, yeah.
You crowd that ball, and as a defensive lineman, that's what you want to do, and you want to be able to strike first, because –
yep.
Inherently, you're second on movement, right? Because a center snaps a ball,
right.
So you have to react to that, right? As a center on the offensive line of thinking, you know that you have that snap count. So mm-hmm. now it's how do you use that to your advantage? Okay, so as a D lineman, you take that and you squeeze the line of scrimmage and you
right.
get up close. And for us as linemen, O linemen, it's tough, mm-hmm. man. It's tough because it's so fast. And if you think about it, just you snap the ball, you get your offhand up, you're not in a strength position
mm-mm.
per se, right? Because
no.
it's not to where you can fully explode. So what you have to do is you get your hand on them, and then you have to readjust.
Right.
And it's the good and average ones, the difference is how quick you can readjust. It's that
yep.
you know quickness. And so crowding that line of scrimmage with the nose guard is tough. Whenever you're trying to break in a new lineman like Juergens,
mm-hmm.
it's even tougher because he's got the nose, he's got linebackers, and he'll have safeties coming up and those kind of things. And so there's a lot of movement. When there's a lot of movement, you're uncomfortable.
Right.
And now you got to worry about this guy that's 6 inches from you.
What did you think of Forbes in that scrimmage? 52 was his number. I don't know how close you watched it. I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, I didn't watch it that close. I've got it taped.
Okay.
And I meant to.
That's all right.
I got honeydews, man.
Yeah.
I meant to rewatch it a couple nights ago.
What's the name of your Ponderosa out there?
Leather Armadillo Ranch, baby.
The leather? Why can't it just be the Armadillo Ranch?
Well, I got to get the wife's maiden name in there.
Oh.
Right? Leathers is her
yeah,
maiden
okay.
name.
Fair.
Yeah. So we had to kind of combine it. And
yeah, yeah.
Of course, Armadillo's from Texas, baby.
No, yeah, I know. Oh, trust me, bud.
You've
told me
you
many, many things from Texas.
Some good, some not.
All right. Yeah, true. So, hot Dr. Pepper. So we were talking down in the basement, and we were talking, you know, how Mike Schaefer brought up a great question. How did the offensive line get to where it was And my response was, well, if you believe all the stories that are being told, sometimes we offensive linemen aren't the most energetic bunch. And if there's an easier path, we can sometimes take that, which triggered a story that you wanted to tell, but it all kind of got worded around and we never got back to the story. So
I'm going to let you. Okay, so you like to say not the most energetic. I said sometimes. Lazy earlier, you know, those kind of things. You know, we could spin it, right?
Right.
And say controlled explosion.
There you go.
Right?
That's a good one.
I mean, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Controlled aggression.
Hey, man, I can't be.
I can't be this violent all the time.
I gotta, because I'm gonna bring it.
Right.
Right.
When it's being brought, you will know.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I'm just lighting the fuse. We're just lighting the fuse. I can't be on all the time.
So, yeah, you know, and I honestly think that's a little bit about the way offensive line works anyhow, mm-hmm. right? Because you have to be a little more controlled.
Truth.
And we see it with say, a Jerkins, who we were just talking about a few minutes ago. You've got to know when to turn it on because you're always processing information, mm-hmm. right? It's, you know, you take a guy like Jason Peters, not very smart, and it's go get the ball. Okay, I've got this gap, go get the ball. That's all he has to think about.
Right. You got to keep it simple for him.
Right. So
we intellectuals, we think more about it.
So anyhow, we were talking about that and talking about our controlled explosion oh man, Verzal, we're gonna out ourselves.
We are. This has been a long time. This would have been what? You were a red shirt.
This is going in 95.
Okay, so it's going in 95.
This is going to the 95 right. season, right?
Yes. Do you want me to take the reins?
Yeah, you go ahead because right. so, it's awful.
I'm 1 year ahead of T, and T's 1 year behind me, but we're buddies. We became fast friends, and it's testing time. Okay, so if you PR'd on all your tests, your 40, your 10, your agility, your vertical, you didn't have to run.
This is a Friday before spring break.
Friday before spring break. Because when you come back from spring break, then spring ball starts.
Yes. And so we were ready to roll.
We were going out. We were ready. We were ready to get out, blow off a little steam.
And if you preface this, too, mm-hmm. a little bit, too, while you're doing that, this was coming off that season and going into the 95, right? So we mm-hmm. knew that we were that next group that right. was going to be in there from the pipeline.
Right.
And so if you remember, that was when creatine was introduced.
Oh, yeah.
And
yep.
we were stronger, faster, and in the best shape of our career.
Easily.
All of us.
Of our lives.
So, yeah. So it wasn't that we were trying to cheat just
right.
to.
We just.
Because we couldn't make it.
For those of you linemen brothers out there, there are no worse words in your life than you can hear than 300-yard shuttle. You cringe when you hear the sound of it. So, T-Bone and I, we go through our testing. And we have not achieved more our best records on everything. So we are set up for the 300-yard shuttle. And for whatever reason, neither one of us was feeling it. Like, this ain't happening. We're not going to pull this off.
The whole thing was, you know, that whole testing, you know, that was the highest vert I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
That was the fastest 10, the fastest shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hand cleans, all of that testing before spring ball. I mean, we dominated it.
Yeah.
Because we're in great shape.
I think I missed.
But who wants to run a shuttle?
I missed the pro agility. I think you missed the 40.
Right.
Because you were fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could pick him up and put him down. So we each missed one. Well, we start to conspire. And I'm like, hey, I'll take the blame.
This was you.
You. I'm like, hey, there's a red pen laying there. I was like, let's just take our sheets and write our times for the shuttle in there. Because you had to run it twice, right? You run it one time, and then you come back, and the two times had to average 64 seconds or less.
Yep.
So, like, we're just going to write our names on there. I'm going to go kneel down. We're just going to throw them in the pile underneath there. We're going to get out of here without running this 300-yard shuttle.
I'll go to spring break.
And it didn't take T long to agree. He's like, yep.
Yep.
Yep, I'm in.
I'm like, here's my card.
Yep. So we go over there, and, you know, you're looking at handwriting or trying to match it. Mind you, everybody else is running, and Taylor and I are over conspiring. And so we pencil them in, and we write the times. I think it was like 63 and 63.5 or something. And so we go deal, and I chucked them in the pile. We come back, and whoever was running was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, nothing. I'm like, just taking a knee.
We were leaving.
Oh, yeah.
We had left.
Oh, yeah.
Cook Pavilion.
Oh, we were out.
Back to the locker room. Here we go.
Yeah. And guilt got us. We both looked at each other walking out, and I was like,
we're not good at it, are we?
Mike, we got to go back and run it. And so then we had to, I think I told him, like, I think something was wrong with my card. I'm like, I think da-da-da. And they're like, well, yeah, you know, it looks good, guys. Everything's good. I'm like, nah, we got to run the shuttle. I was like, we got to do this. And so we waddled the shuttle out. We made
it. We killed that thing,
too. Oh, we did, too. Yeah, we just like, nailed it.
We ran better than what we put on the sheet.
Fastest ever. Was like,
by far. Yeah,
by seconds. Now, I dodged the shuttle twice. Okay, here's another story, all right? So we're in as redshirt freshmen. Jeff Ogard is in, and I'm in, and Oaks was my boy, and so we're doing this. So we run the shuttle, and we go through it, and I don't make it. And Ogard makes it, like, by a second. So they write down our times. They're like, all right, Verzal, you're good. Ogard, you got extra conditioning. I looked at Og, and he looked at me. I'm like, no, guys. They're like, you got him switched around. And this was when it was, like, more bravado on the staff. They got mad at us for trying to correct them that they wrote down the wrong times on the wrong guy's sheet. I looked at Og, and I was like, sorry. It's like, sorry, bud. Like, Ogard, you should have shown up in shape. And I was like, I remember saying it to Randy Goble. I was like, Randy, I said, Mr. Goble, you wrote down the wrong time. Like, I didn't make it. He made it. He goes, stop trying to stick up for him, Verzal. He goes, he did it. I was like, okay. I'm like, you could keep yelling at me. But, yeah, that was the kryptonite of many a lineman.
You know, that was a lot of, you know, at that round table, we talked about the culture and kind of what they're doing down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was kind of that was a bonding experience, right?
It
wasn't just you and me. It was kind of all of us and talking about it and going through that whole offseason, and this current team right now is, man, this is a critical offseason for these guys. And not for the coaches and the administration, right? But for those kids,
mm-hmm.
for the players, those young men. And really what they do, more so than ever, I believe, is what they do from here until the start of the season is going to be the biggest summer they have in their career.
This is, like, everybody's like, oh, this last summer before last season is so crucial. But I was like, no. It's the next year, because last year they were still trying to figure it all out. Like, what do we do in the summer? What are they expecting? There was still a lot of coaching going on, you know, with those pseudo weight room attendant guys. This is the summer where their biggest strides will be made. Because it's going to be self-patrol. I think they call it horizontal leadership, right? I wasn't joking when they're going to have to get drills with Cam Juergens out there where, like, they have a guy as he's just going to snap the ball. Somebody's going to catch it. There's going to be a guy right in front of him. And they're just going to have to give him a play and say, snap it and get here. Because if he's going to be the starter to run their offense, the timing can't be off a tenth of a second even.
Right.
It's got to be boom, because if you watch that spring game, some meshes were missed because the ball was a little late. The two tackles jumped off sides. Now, he's new to it. I get that. It's hard. Unless you have a God-given cannon like you and I do. Like, just hose a ball forever. But then you're going to have to put him in a no-man front, right, where there's nobody on him. There's guys to the side. He's going to have to pin, and he's going to have to scoop. And you just have to get used to that motion of your hand going straight back and forth, but your body going a different direction.
Absolutely. You know, you've mentioned it is, you know, taking your hand, snapping it between your legs, and then taking a step at the same time in a different direction.
Right.
Right. If you take a look whenever I moved over to center my junior year.
And ended my career.
Yep. That's okay. You've done well. You've done well.
I have.
You take a look at my steps, and man, it was so bad.
Yeah.
Because what I was doing in my head. Right, because it needs to be natural.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it wasn't natural.
Yep.
So what I was doing is I was having to over-exaggerate.
Yes.
And I was over-exaggerating even more than what I was physically doing in my head, right? And so what say Cam needs to do, and then not just him, but every single player.
Mm-hmm. Forbes, Farniak,
is
Miller.
Yeah, is that one and two step, right? Just boom, boom. Make that to where you... live it, eat it, dream it, sleep it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's 24/7 in your head. I can still, to this day, at 44 years old, do a rip reach.
Yeah.
A pull and overtake.
Absolutely.
You know, a sidestep, you know, and those kind of things, because you do it constantly all
it's muscle
day,
memory.
Every day. Yeah, absolutely. And so that's what he's got to get to. And that's, That's where this summer program comes in. Even if you're just snapping the ball and taking your step and just getting into blocking up, you don't have to drive it.
No.
Don't drive it 2 yards. Just get into it, get your hands.
And
do it. And
flip
do
your
it.
Hips.
Absolutely.
Because it's you don't have to be forceful with your first step that you take. That second step, to when it hits the ground, it has got to. You have to grab with your feet because that's going to be your power step. And listen, Cam Jurgens' roommates, take a football home, sit on the couch, say, Cam, get over there by the TV. I'm going to put my hands here. I'm going to watch TV. Just hit my hands.
All the time.
Don't hit me in the face. Just hit my hands.
But if you think about it, and I haven't been down there enough to really know if these guys are doing it, but everything we did, everything, even personal-wise, outside, was situated around getting better.
Yep.
Whether it was balance. If we were standing, you remember this, because we'd be in the weight room, and you would stand on a medicine ball while you're talking, right, for balance, right? Those kind of things at the house, or you always had a ball in your hand.
Yeah.
And always doing something to get better.
Competition was the other piece, too. Like, we would try to chum it up in the racquetball court, but when it got to it, there was blood to be had. And we would play. Those racquetball games were fierce. We got to step out here. They'll take a quick one. T's going to come back for one more segment at least. So we will come back here more game time when we return from break. 16-20 The Zone.